Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is our second hour on a Friday afternoon. Shad Hartman with Adam Carter and Dan Cook. Those gents will join the conversation later, because right now making his weekly visit, and we love having him on the show, Dr. Michael Osterholm is with us. Mike is with us on the Center Point Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Mike, always a pleasure. We both enjoy sports, so I want to talk seriousness, but incorporate sports. Let's start with the Big Ten. The Big Ten, as you know, in August said it is uncertain at this time. We don't believe it is the right decision to play college football, and the Big Ten will not be playing. We will look at it potentially playing in the spring. The Pac-12 followed them, but the other Power Five conferences did not. There was a great deal of pushback, and earlier this week, they announced the weekend of October 23rd and 24th, they will come back. They talked about a number of protocols, including the ability of rapid testing. So you know what's going on with colleges. You know what's going on with sports. From what you know, do you think this makes sense for the Big Ten to resume play?
You know, it's all going to make sense if they, in fact, are able to carry out the kind of bubbling of these players so that they're not getting infected and spreading among the group, and they also don't transmit it anywhere else in the community, meaning that they are not a problem. We've had a number of outbreaks in sports teams around the country over the course of the last month. So I think it's all going to be about that. I mean, we've seen in pro sports so far where they've been successful in doing that because they have, in fact, had extensive testing programs. And the individuals who are players, coaches, et cetera, have been very responsible about not putting themselves in harm's way to get infected, to bring the virus into the team environment, and to transmit it to each other.
Baseball. John Heyman with this story a couple hours ago on Twitter. Major League Baseball, 12,381 tests last week without any new positives for the players themselves. We've had executives, we've had coaches. But Heyman continues, no new positives among major leaguers for 19 straight days now and 27 of the last 28 days. Mike, I'll admit I'm stunned because they're not in a bubble. They're telling them to be smart about their decision-making, but I never would have guessed that we could have these low numbers while players, in this case baseball, are not in any form of a bubble.
Well, in a sense, the bubble, I think, has to be interpreted carefully. And what I mean by that is that you could surely say I'm isolated in a building where they have contact with no one. But this is the point that we've been trying to raise for some time. Is if you avoid certain situations, you can greatly reduce your risk of being infected with this virus. That's what we were asking the public to do. Nothing different than what these players are being asked to do. The difference is there, we're confirming it every day by testing. So in a sense, if you avoid, you know, high density population areas, if you don't go to the bars or restaurants, which I know that that's not what those businesses want to hear, but this is continuing to be a major source of outbreaks in our state. If you avoid large gatherings right now, that has also resulted in substantial transmission. So if individuals can do that, they wear their masks, they basically are understandably concerned about, you know, what they might be restricted from if they don't swap air with somebody else that is not in their family or immediate area and their family's not out doing that, then you can, in fact, really reduce the risk of this disease. And this is a challenge right now because, frankly, the last week, just as you and I have talked about in this show, I'd predicted months ago that with reopening the schools, we were going to see a big increase in cases. And you're going to see this week, we're having a huge increase in cases around the country, as well as here in Minnesota, tied to opening of colleges and universities, high schools, and that is going to spill over into the community. We have a number of states right now, yesterday, that reported the highest number of deaths they've had since the pandemic began. This is the challenge. Baseball, football, all these groups have proved you can, in fact, have a big impact on this virus if you take responsible steps.
So I know you take great pains to not be political, and you're a doctor, you're a scientist, and you're talking about information. So I don't want you to dabble into the political side of this, but this report that came out from the New York Times this week, and we talked about this when it came out a month ago, where all of a sudden the CDC was changing their guidelines dramatically and saying they wouldn't test individuals if they were just asymptomatic. And now the reporting has come out that this was written by individuals that more have a political structure than a scientific structure. How much pause does that give you when you know we're still right in the middle of this pandemic?
Well, I think it's a serious challenge, you know, and I know that there'll be some listening here, and I would say the same thing no matter which party was in power at the time and who did it. Science has to rule the day. Science is about calling balls and strikes. Science is a self-correcting discipline. If we study things and we find something, additional studies may challenge what we found originally and help explain why we found what we did. So, in fact, this is what society should be counting on, is an non-biased and really data-driven experience. That's, you know, what got man to the moon. You know, that's what built the medieval cathedrals of Europe. That's what allowed us to eradicate smallpox. That's what basically almost eliminated polio from the world. It was science. And so I think that that's all this is about. This shouldn't be about partisanship. This shouldn't be about somehow trying to favor one group over another. It should be just call balls and strikes and tell us what you found and why and how. And all I can hope for is that we don't lose that. If we lose that, our kids and our grandkids will inherit what I think will be a very, very troubled time, where who do you trust? How do you trust? And I think that's the challenge we're left with.
Dr. Redfield, at one point this week, and it was met by some scorn for the president. I want to talk about that part because we've talked about that many times before, and I just want to stay with the science part here with you. At one point suggested that masks may be a more effective protection against COVID than any potential vaccine. When you hear that, what do you say?
I think that was irresponsible. I have a great challenge to that. You know, I support masks, but I have all along said, please understand, they have only so much that they can do to help prevent transmission, so that you have to layer in everything else. Distancing is still very important. Well, vaccine offers us the potential to have something that could be, you know, 70 or 80% effective. Nothing else that we're doing right now is obviously giving us that, short of distancing, where I do really bubble myself in my apartment or my home or whatever. And so what I worry about is that gives people a false sense of security. If all I do is wear my mask and I go into public and I'm around lots of people, I'm in bars and restaurants with a mask on, I'm protected. No, you reduce your risk, and that's a good thing. Do that. But at the same time, don't count on that as being the thing that will save you. That should not be your lifeline. And vaccines, frankly, offer us the best chance of that. So I worry that he may have left the public confused by that statement, suggesting, well, I don't need to get a vaccine. All I need to do is wear my mask. And I think that would be a very unfortunate outcome if that were the case.
Couple last points with Dr. Michael Ostrom, who was kind enough to join us here on WCCO 117. Take me through your reaction to the Mayo Clinic saying they're going public with a modeling approach predicting COVID-19 trends that its leaders have said effectively guided their hospitals' prep since the start of the pandemic. What does this mean?
Well, let me just be real honest. I'm not a big fan of models. I think
you said that all along.
Modeling has got us into a lot of trouble because it's a whole bunch of assumptions that people make and throw into a big black box and come out with numbers. Now, you know, all models are wrong. Some just give us better information than others. And I have been absolutely consistent with that over the years. And so, you know, I don't find any great benefit from that statement or announcement. I'm fortunate the Mayo Clinic is here. We sure appreciate them very much. They're an amazing organization. But I'm not sure what this is going to give us that we don't already have. You know, there's a certain thing where you don't need models. You know, if you just look at the situation, you don't have to tell me through a model that we're going to have fall in Minnesota, then we're going to have winter, and then we're going to have spring. I can kind of figure that out on my own. And I think that that's what the challenge is. These models have given us statements that said, you know, there'll be many, many more thousands of cases than there really are. And then people all say, see, look at public health made that up. Or they really underreport what's going to happen, and we're not prepared. And so, I mean, I will just stick with, you know, what you and I talked about. When I told you 2 months ago that Labor Day was going to be a challenge and that, yep. you know, we're going to see schools coming back and we're going to have a problem, and that's where we're at today. That's, I think, the kind of information that is most helpful to us. It's not a debate about are there going to be 817 cases or 819 cases that in 6 months. That's just not helpful. And so I stick with my conclusion about models that they're all wrong, and just occasionally they give us some interesting, useful information.
Great stuff, sir. Have an enjoyable weekend. Good week, and we'll talk next week.
Take care. Thanks. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.